Listening Library presents Ghost Hunters and the Incredibly Revolting Ghost by Cornelia Funke. Read for you by John Beach. A horrible day. It all began on one of those days. One of those stupid days when absolutely everything goes wrong. First thing in the morning, when Tom tried to put on his jeans, he found that his darling sister had knotted the legs. Then he staggered into the bathroom, still half asleep. He brushed his teeth with Mom's face cream and banged his head against a cupboard door that some idiot had left open in the kitchen. Enough disasters to last him an entire day. And he hadn't even had breakfast yet. Tom often had days like this. Stumbly, bumbly, everything goes wrong days. Well, at least everyone else got a good laugh out of them. "Good morning," said Mom. "What's so good about it?" snapped Tom. Lola leaned back, smirking, to watch him. Lola was Tom's big sister, almost 6 years older than he was, and hopelessly ahead of him in every possible way. "Hey, watch out, everybody," she said. "Something awful's going to happen to Tom any minute now. It's another of his days." Tom gave her a dirty look and spilled his cocoa down his sweater. Cue shrieks of sisterly laughter. "Oh, Tom," sighed Mom, "go and get changed." "Lame brain," his sister called after him. It continued at school, of course. Tom gave everyone a whale of a time, everyone except himself. On the way home, he stepped in a load of dog dew, and after he walked into a newsstand, knocking papers all over the pavement, he decided to go straight to bed as soon as he got home. On days like this, bed was the only safe place to be. But just as he was about to disappear quietly into his bedroom, it happened. "Tom," said Mom, "just run down and get some orange juice from the cellar, would you?" From the cellar. Mom knew full well that he was scared witless down there. Just the thought of the spiders gave him goosebumps, not to mention what else might be lurking in the darkness. "Do I have to?" he asked. "Oh, no, don't start with your ghost stories again," said Mom. "Off you go." Merciless, that's what she was. And he wasn't even 10 years old yet. Sighing, Tom opened the apartment door. Tom's family lived in a big building where every apartment had its own cellar. But Tom was convinced that their cellar was by far the spookiest, the darkest, and the most spider-infested of all. And he knew exactly why. The caretaker, Mr. Igor Grouchman, hated children. And since Tom and Lola were the only children in the building, their family had been given the most horrendous cellar. Obviously. Standing outside the dusty door, Tom pursed his lips and boldly adjusted his glasses. The narrow, cold corridor lined by the cellar doors was only dimly lit, and Tom, as always, had trouble getting the wretched key into their lock. The door creaked ominously as Tom pushed it open. A musty-smelling blackness yawned back at him. Bravely, he took a step forward and fumbled for the light switch. Where on earth was the blasted thing? It was an old-fashioned rotary switch, which you could easily sprain your fingers on. Phew! At last! There it was. Tom turned it. A pitifully small light bulb flickered and, pop, exploded into 1,000 pieces. Shocked, Tom stumbled backward and hit the cellar door with his elbow. Clunk! The lock clicked shut, and there he was, standing in the pitch-black cellar, all alone. Calm, he thought. Stay calm, Tom. It's just the stupid light bulb that exploded. But since when did light bulbs just explode? Tom felt his mouth turn as dry as sandpaper. He tried to take a step backward, but his shoes were stuck to something slimy and wet. He listened to his own breathing, and then heard a quiet rustling, as if something was gently brushing against the old newspapers that Mom had piled up somewhere in the darkness. "Help!" whispered Tom. "Oh, please, help!" came a moan from the darkness. Cold, musty-smelling breath chilled his face, and icy fingers gripped his throat. "Get lost!" cried Tom, lashing out blindly. "Get lost, you disgusting thing!" The icy fingers let go of his throat and pulled him by his ears. Tom could see something gleaming pale in the darkness, something with garish green eyes, flapping hair, and a scornful smirk. A ghost, thought Tom, petrified. A real ghost! Howled the dreadful creature. With desperate strength, Tom wrenched his feet free of the glued-down shoes. He staggered to the door and groped with trembling fingers for the bolt. The gruesome ghoul tugged at his hair and his jacket and filled his ears with its terrible howling. With one last effort, Tom pulled the door open. The ghost fell back with a furious screech, and Tom stumbled out into the corridor, half dead with shock. Teased and scorned. All at once, it was silent. Dead silent. Only the door creaked on its hinges. Tom gave it a shove and it slammed shut. He ran to the stairs, his knees shaking. Away! He just had to get away! Tom had never climbed the three stories faster in his life, though he checked over his shoulder at almost every step. Panting, he reached the apartment and hammered on the door. From above, an indignant Miss Parker peered down at him over the banisters. With her tiny head and pointy nose, she looked like an old crow.
"Well, don't you look a mess, Tom," she said disapprovingly.
Tom pushed his glasses straight, ran a hand over his matted hair, and gave her an embarrassed smile. Then he hammered on the door again. "Whatever's gotten into you?" asked Mom, annoyed, and to Miss Parker's disappointment, dragged him into the apartment. Exhausted, Tom leaned against the wall.
"I told you," he blurted out. "I kept telling you, and nobody believed me."
He could only just suppress a sob.
"What did you keep telling me?" asked Mom. "And where are your shoes?"
Lola's bedroom door opened.
"Hey, just look at him this time," she said, giggling.
"There's a ghost in our cellar," whispered Tom. It tried to strangle me and..."
The rest of his sentence was drowned out by Lola's howling laughter.
"A ghost? Wow, Tommy boy, you really are one of a kind."
Typical. He just had only narrowly escaped death, and what did he get from his family? Mockery and scorn.
"Leave him alone, Lola," said Mom, giving Tom that searching look he so hated. "Come on now, what's the matter?"
Tom looked down at his socks.
"There's a ghost down there."
"Lola," said Mom, "please take Tom back down to the basement and show him that there's absolutely nothing in the cellar, except bottles of juice and old newspapers. And get his shoes."
Horrified, Tom stared at her.
"I'm not going back down there. Do you think I'm crazy or what?"
But Mom just opened the door. Grinning, Lola took his hand and dragged him to the stairs.
"Come on," she said. "I want to see your ghost."
As Tom knew that any further resistance was futile, he followed her.
"It'll kill us," he warned. "You'll see. It'll kill us."
"Of course," said Lola.
And then there they were again, in the basement, in front of their cellar door.
"Hiya, ghost," cried Lola, pushing the door open. "Now you're in for it."
Pitch black and silent, the cellar lay before them. Holding his breath, Tom peeped out from behind Lola's back, but nothing stirred. Absolutely nothing. No woo, no icy fingers. Whistling, Lola took a couple of steps into the darkness.
"What's wrong with that wretched light?" she grumbled.
"The light bulb exploded," whispered Tom.
He was still standing in the corridor while Lola crashed around in the darkness.
"Ugh, what's that stuff?" Tom heard her cursing. "It's all sticky. What were you doing down here?"
"Getting two bottles of orange juice," Tom mumbled,
taking one cautious step toward the door. But there was no trace of the white something with the garish green eyes and the scornful smirk. Oh boy, he'd never live this down.
"Here," said Lola, shoving his shoes at him.
The soles were covered with some kind of silvery, shiny, sticky stuff.
"Ghost slime," whispered Tom.
"Get a life," snorted Lola. "There's probably just some mutant snail in here."
Giggling, she vanished into the darkness again.
"So where's the orange juice?" she asked.
Tom didn't answer. He was staring at the white hand that had emerged from the darkness and was waving at him.
"There," he cried. "Look out, Lola."
Crash! Tom heard the sound of breaking glass in the darkness.
"Have you gone raving mad?" screeched Lola, and the next moment she was standing beside him, huffing with rage and holding a broken bottle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?